AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Supreme Court, which decided two blockbuster cases last week on same-sex marriage and health care, is meeting for the final time today until the fall. Our Sandy Kozell's in Washington with what we should expect.
The three remaining cases expected to be decided today raise important questions about a controversial drug that was implicated in botched executions, state efforts to reduce partisan influence in congressional redistricting, and costly EPA limits on the emission of mercury and other toxic pollutants from power plants. The justices also could add important cases for next term on abortion, affirmative action, and the power of unions that represent government workers. Sandy Kozell, Washington.
Due in court today, Gene Palmer, the Dannemora, New York prison guard charged with helping two inmates escape, though his lawyer says he didn't know there were tools hidden in that frozen meat that he gave to the inmates before they broke out of prison. One of the escapees was shot dead by police, the other shot and critically wounded yesterday near the Canadian border. Resident Cindy Leffler watched the cops take David Sweat away.
We'll feel calm and peaceful, but this has been going on for 3 weeks, and our whole town has been in an uproar and haven't been able to sleep. They were right on my road one night with a perimeter set up.
Meanwhile, authorities are learning more about how the inmates got the power tools they used to cut their way out of prison. Prosecutors say they apparently secretly used tools stored by prison contractors, then returned them before the contractors realized they were missing. Angry Greeks are finding that their banks are shut down today as the government struggles with a five-year financial crisis. The country's creditors want reforms. There'll be a referendum Sunday on the specifics. The British Prime Minister says if the Greeks vote no on this deal, it would be hard to see how Greece stays in the Eurozone. This is AP Radio News. What a shock! Former Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger has answered a letter from some high school girls. Our Ed Donahue reports.
Three high school girls wrote Bulger for their history project, the subject Crime Doesn't Pay. One student told the Boston Globe she was stunned by his response. The 85-year-old, convicted for his role in at least 11 murders, wrote his life was wasted and spent foolishly, brought shame and suffering to his parents and siblings, and will end soon. Bulger told them if they want to make crime pay, go to law school. Patricia Donahue's husband was shot and killed by Whitey Bulger. She told the Globe he hasn't changed at all, showing no remorse for his victims. I'm Ed Donahue.
France says it is expelling some radical imams and preachers, about 10 of them since the beginning of the year. The Interior Minister says France will not tolerate what he calls preachers of hatred. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.